activists have long raised concerns about the way immigrants are treated after they're detained by ICE, the federal government's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. ICE uses detention centers run by contractors. We're going to focus on conditions at one of those facilities, the for-profit Stewart Detention Center in Georgia. Three people being held there have died in less than a year. One of them was Jean Jimenez, who hanged himself with a bedsheet last May. Reporter Robin Yurovich wrote about that case for the online publication Capital and Maine. Robin, your story centers on the life of Jean Jimenez. He was originally from Panama, but he lived most of his life in the U.S. Tell us more about him.
He came to the U.S. when he was 10 years old, and he came on a visa. He overstayed his visa, and he grew up as an American kid. He was from a deeply religious Christian family. And his sister and friends on Facebook and tributes, and one friend that I interviewed, describe him as someone who other people really liked to be around. He had a goofy sense of humor and big dreams for his life. He liked music and art, and he wanted to be an architect. But his opportunities were limited because he was undocumented.
So bring us up to the time he was placed in an immigration detention center in Georgia. What had caused him to be put in the immigration detention? You know, how old was he? What was he up to at that point?
Yeah, well, he was 26 years old. He had mental health issues, and his mental health appeared to really deteriorate in the last 6 months to a year of his life. He had been hospitalized twice for mental health issues. And he had been convicted of three minor crimes, marijuana possession, petty theft, and a charge called simple assault that police papers described as an unwanted hug he gave a woman. He had been serving a 22-day sentence in Raleigh, North Carolina, for those crimes when he was transferred to ICE custody.
And it's clear from your reporting that Jimenez had some serious mental health issues. Were the people at the detention center aware of that?
They were aware of it. They knew that he had been prescribed an antipsychotic drug, and documents showed that they knew about his history of prior suicide attempts. They didn't exactly respond to his mental health issues as they should have. I mean, first of all, he had a really rough time in detention. He was beaten up by another detainee and placed in solitary confinement for that before it was discovered that he was the victim and hadn't fought back. And when he entered detention, he was given just a quarter of the dose of the antipsychotic drug that he'd been prescribed before he was detained. And he had called out by his behavior and by verbal requests for mental health care, but he didn't appear to get what he was asking for, what he needed. And you can hear the despair in his voice in this clip where he's talking to his stepfather from detention. So in this clip, he's talking to his stepfather and he's saying that he's tired of life. He's tired of being subject to the system. He's tired of waking up in the morning.
And at this point, he's kind of slipping away. Tell us at what point he made this call to his father. And did those around him, the guards and those running the detention center, react?
Well, there are multiple calls that he placed to his family, and they're not timestamped, so it's really impossible to tell when he made that call. But it is clear that as his time in detention progressed, he showed a lot of signs that his mental health was deteriorating. At the time of his death, he had been in solitary for 19 days. He had jumped from a second tier in his dormitory to the first. And after he jumped, he told guards, "I'm Julius Caesar," which was something that he would say a lot. But instead of getting him mental health care, he was taken to solitary. I should say, in terms of what the investigation revealed on a larger level about the way people were treated at Stewart, is that although the ICE detention standards say detainees should only be in segregation or solitary for the most serious offenses, and that should be a last resort, there were other people who were there for offenses like horseplaying, they called it, or failure to obey. It showed that one man had remained in solitary confinement for 4 months at least. On the day that Jimenez died, I believe that two other men were in there for more than 60 days.
I know President Trump wants to have more immigrants detained. and sent to these kind of detention centers. Is there any kind of hold being put on that in light of this suicide?
No, no. So now there are 40,000 detention beds across the country in actually 200 facilities, it appears. And the Trump administration plans to add 12,000 more beds.
Robin Jurevich is a reporter with Capital in Maine. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Robin's article is titled Deadly Detention, Self-Portrait of a Tragedy. You can read it at PRI.org.